Want more stories in your life without adding to your TBR? That's where Audible comes in. I use it for the original novellas, the Plus catalog like Deanna Reborn's Veronica Speedwell series, and those audiobook sales that you can beat. Right now, Audible has a special offer for new and returning members. Click the link in the show notes to see what deal you'll get and start listening today. Welcome to the What to Read Next podcast. In this podcast, your host, Lori and me, will invite a bookish guest to share their favorite book recommendation. If you share a passion for books and always looking for your next read, then join us. Welcome to the What to Read Next podcast. Today's our bookish guest is Lauren Flynn. Lauren, welcome back to the show.
Hi, thank you. Thanks for having me again.
So happy to have you back. So what have you been up to since you were last on the show?
Not much. Working too much and trying to squeeze in the reading. And since it's been October, I've been trying to read more thrillers and even snuck in a couple of like romantic thrillers or suspense books too.
So this month we're going to talk about your reading thrillers. So what thrillers have you read?
This month I read a good mix of YA and adult thrillers. So my YA ones I remember reading were The Bone Houses. Mm-hmm. The Girl in Red, Slasher Girls and Monster Boys, which was actually an anthology of short stories, and mm-hmm. which had a whole bunch of famous authors in it. Mm-hmm. And then for adult ones, I read Dead Leaves, it's another anthology, mm-hmm. Cabin at the End of the World, Joyland, Whisper Man. I've read a lot of books. there was one other one. Oh, Lock Every Door. That was the mm-hmm. other one I've read.
Yeah, so what has been some of the surprising thrillers that you read that would just surprise you, and which ones were like kind of like disappointing?
The more surprising ones would be the YA books. I was surprised how much I love the YA thrillers, which was, you know, you think like if you're going to get in the thriller, you think the adults are going to be able to write it more. But for some reason, the YA ones were just so much faster, with mm-hmm. a couple exceptions. But like Bone Houses, it was really cute. It was like, it had an adventure in it, had a little bit of like eerie, mystic, what's going on. Because if you can't tell from the title, there's kind of like some zombie critters in there. And also The Girl in Red was really good. It was kind of a Red Riding Hood retelling by Christina Henry. And if you've read any of her books, I think that one, isn't really YA. I think it's new adult, though.
Okay.
But it was really good. It was a good dystopian, and it actually tells you, it kind of takes place of like when she, it starts off with her by herself, and then you flash back to when she was with her family and how they kind of knew, not really the world was ending, but like something was going on, like with like a disease or just something was happening to where she was very nerdy and watched a bunch of horror movies and we're just very smart girl. And she's like, no, we have to prepare. And so it flips back and forth from what happened with her and her family to like present day. Mm. So that one was really good if you like things that flip back and forth. Disappointment-wise, I would say Cabin at the End of the World. Mm-hmm. And I didn't read that one. I listened to the audiobook and there was nothing wrong with the narrating. So there's nothing wrong with the narration. It was just, the characters kept repeating themselves. I'm 30% into the book and I still don't know why these people came up to this house. And the whole premise behind it was there's a little girl out in the yard and they're out in the cabin with her two dads. And for her birthday, they're like unplugging for the weekend in the middle of nowhere. Mm-hmm. And this group of people in the sky walk up to her and like, don't be scared. I need to talk to your family about something. And he made it sound like they're here to save the world. Mm. And so that's like the jacket. That's kind of a synopsis, but 30% in, it was just, you still didn't really know why they were there. They just kept repeating that same phrase, just changed it. I'm like, no, I want to know why you're here and then move on from that. Mm-hmm. So it was really slow. And it was, it just didn't have a satisfying ending. I read the whole thing or listened to the whole thing and it just, meh, just was not good. It got to the point where I'm like, can someone die? And you know it's bad if you're in a horror thriller and you want someone to die, especially main characters that you're supposed to like.
Yeah. Yeah.
I would skip that one.
I feel like when it comes to thrillers, like, you want to be fast-paced, you want to have a few twists, you want to be engaged with the story. You don't want to be questioning 30%, why am I reading this book?
And in a thriller or a horror, you should be, if anything, you should make my brain turn off. I should be so engaged in it where I'm not going, oh, that one's the killer, that one's the killer, that one's... No, I should be, like, reading it so fast that I'm not having time to think. Mm-hmm. And that was just not the case with that book at all.
Yeah. Any other updates with thrillers or any upcoming thrillers you might be reading, or you're almost done with thrillers?
Well, I'm almost done. I am reading Nightfall with a Friend, and it's another YA thriller. Mm-hmm. And it's about an island. I don't know what it is about thrillers and islands. But it's about these people, and every 7 or 9 years they have to leave the island because every 7 or 9 years they have like 9 years of night, while otherwise they have 9 years of day. And they don't really talk about what happens on the island, but the day before they're supposed to leave, when the boats are coming, one of the girl's friends, the main character's friend, is missing. And so I haven't really gotten to that part yet. I'm only a couple of chapters in, but I think she and her twin brother end up staying behind and looking for him. So there's also some weird mystical things about it. Like, something's not completely right about this place. You know, something's not right about this place. They talk about in the first chapter about when they went to, when they first found this island, these houses were already built on this island.
Mm-hmm.
And they say every year when they leave, they have to leave everything a specific way in these houses. So I'm like, what else is living on this island? Mm-hmm. it's got really good creepy feels. So I'm hoping to finish that. And then I'm hoping to possibly read Nosferatu. Since it's more Christmas, so it's kind of a Christmas themed thriller. So trying to read it in between Halloween and Christmas, and then hopefully diving headfirst into more romance. I've read entirely too many thrillers this month. I missed the romance.
So speaking of romance, do you have any recommendations of thriller / romance or dark romance you may have read recently?
Yes. Let's see. Most recently, I have read Jennifer Almentrout has an adult romance series. It's called the Da Vincent series.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all about three brothers, and each brother gets a book. So you need to read them in order. And it's one of those things where, like, the first book kind of shows you what the next book's characters are going to be. So it's good to read in order, too. But it's all about how they live in this a wealthy family. It's three brothers, and they all have nicknames. They're like devil, like they have like bad nicknames. They're bad boys, but they're also bad boy billionaires. But they live in this like house that's just, it was built on kind of like plague land in Louisiana, and they think it's haunted. And it's all about this girl who goes to take care of their sister that just magically appeared. She's been missing for like 10 years, and she just shows back up one day. So she kind of gets immersed into this weird household, and things start happening. Weird things start happening in the house. So it's got a little bit of a thriller atmospheric feel to it in parts, but it's definitely a romance.
I love it.
And there was another one. It was by J.K. Geisinger, I think is how you say it. But she has a lot of her books on Kindle Unlimited. But most of her books are more dark and steamy and can be like thriller books.
Mm-hmm.
So like her more action-packed thriller suspense, I guess is what you would call it, would be like Wicked Game series, which is really good. And then her newer series, which was a trilogy, was Dangerous Beauty. I think the third one is about to come out or just came out. So that was another good one. Oh, and also it came out this summer, Juno Rushdan's Final Hour series. I think the second one came out in August, but the first one came out in June. It was one of those series that releases like every other month, so you don't have to wait too long. So that was a good one too for romantic suspense.
I love it. Yeah, I think after my Christmas romance, I think I may go back to dark romance. So I have like a healthy list of like dark, a few authors that I can go to. I think Penelope Douglas has some dark romance. Get Kessinger. So I'm excited for those. I think that would be my reading probably in December.
And I read most of, I call it JTG. I read most of JTG's series. So, like, there's one where she has paranormal. She's got Wicked Games. It's a little more, like, action-packed macho men. They're in, like, you know, like, secret service guys or security specialist guys that have done everything. And then you've got, like, one that's, like, a slow-burn romance. Mm. She has the musician romance. Bad Habit series, that's the rock band theme. That one is steamy. That one's really good. Really intense chemistry in those books. But yeah, definitely more on the dark and steamy path of her books, if that's what you're looking for.
Yeah, that's awesome. So since you asked, which two books have you read that you enjoy?
Okay, the one that comes to mind is The Bone Houses. That one shocked me. I won an ARC of it, and I knew about it, but I didn't know too much about it, and I just started reading it, and it was one of those ones where you didn't know too much about it, but you really grow attached to it. That was a good one. Another romance would be You'd Be Mine by Erin Hahn, and that was a... It was like a contemporary kids in their 20s in the music scene. It was basically a contemporary Walk the Line. It had that Walk the Line feel to it where one of them is an up-and-coming star and another one is kind of country music royalty. And I have to say the parts where they actually, if you listen to the audiobook, the parts where they actually sing and stuff, it's really good. They don't sing in the audiobook, though, but it's just really good. It was one of those books where she would reference, like, a classic country reference of, like, Dolly Parton and someone else singing this, and I'm like, I don't remember that. I don't recognize that. So I go and I look it up on, like, YouTube and listen to it, and I'm like, oh. So it kind of sets the tone for some of that if you're reading and listening at the same time.
I love it. Yeah, I read You Be Mine in April, and I absolutely adore it. I found it was like a remind me of Nashville, the TV show. It was like this whole country scene, you know, that they had some, there was like some much more that it was and
stuff. Oh, yeah, and kind of A Star Is Born, but without the ending. But it had that, like, someone had issues. It definitely had the, like, the drug, sex, rock and roll, but not rock and roll, it was country music. It had all of that in there.
Yeah.
But that was definitely a good one, too.
Yeah.
Let's see. Are there any that you've read this month that you would recommend that you really loved?
Yeah. So I read Get the Last Chloe Brown by Tali Hibbler. It's coming out in November, and it was actually a good romance. I will be honest, I didn't connect at the beginning with the characters. I felt like snobbish. But then as you read the story, like, she suffered from chronic pain. She has fibromyalgia. And then you realize, like, there's more to the story, more of the stuff. So it builds up, and I really enjoy it. So it has a good representation. And there was like a whole bucket list adventure. Like, she just wanted to live life. That was triggered because she almost died. And she's like, I thought my eulogy would be like, I was on Ferrari. So it was good. And it was steamy. So I'm looking forward to reading more Tyler Hilbert's, more of her books. To her, they're really good. So that was good. I read Doors and Scandal by Lauren Lane. So Lauren Lane is one of my go-to authors. I absolutely adore her books. But over the past year, she's releasing a lot of closed-door romance, which means there's not a lot of steam. It's like closed door. So I've been disappointed for this past year. I was like, where's the steam? What is it happening? So she was with Amazon. This book comes out in March. And oh my God, there are steam. And it's so good. It's so satisfying to read a book. I was like, okay, like this feels like the old Lauren Lane. Like I think I really like Central Park Pact series, which is the closed door series. It's cute. It's good about friendship, but I haven't connected that well with the romance there. So I was so grateful for this book, Yours and Scandal, which is the premise is People's Most Sexiest Man Alive, you know, features him who's a mayor of the city of New York, and then an event planner who happens to be the daughter of the governor who he's running against it. So there's like taboo, like you're not supposed to be together, and then they are together, and their secret reveals, and it was just so good. It was like really like a good steamy romance that I can read in one setting. So it was really great.
Okay, what was that one called again?
Yours and Scandal.
Ooh,
okay. If you're a NetGalley, it's a NetGalley.
So go stalk NetGalley. Got it.
Yeah. And then I listened, thanks to your recommendation, Heidi's Guide to Four-Letter Words. So this book hasn't come out in print, but it's available on Audible, and it's about 6 hours long, so you can listen to it in one sitting. And the premise is, Heidi has a new job and she happens to work in an audiobook company who they record a lot of steamy romance. And she was like, oh my gosh, this is really steamy. Like this is like she's taboo subject. And somehow she ended up with like podcasting equipment. So she started recording, you know, erotic scenes. But she wasn't able to do it at the beginning. So you see the progression about it. And there's romance and there's family and all those different things. But it was really good to hear like all the progression about like, you know, coming from closed door romance to an open door romance and then seeing the whole process. That was really cute.
Aw. Sounds good too. Okay, I just checked NetGalley. I have that one. I'm going to have to read it next.
Yes. Yes.
I have the Lauren Lane book.
Yeah. Lauren Lane, I love her. I really, if you're like a Lauren Lane newbie, I would say start with the Stiletto and Oxford series, which is digital only. And you won't be disappointed. It's set in New York, it's set in the magazine, you know, world. And the romance, there's like hate lovers, friends to lovers, there's boyfriends, the brother's best friend sisters. There's like all the different tropes. It's so good. So that's like my favorite. And then you can go into her backlist, and she has like 30 books. It's like, but she's amazing. I really love her romance.
I love tropes too. Yes. I am a sucker for tropes.
Me too.
There are some tropes I don't love. I don't love triangle too much. If you string me along for three books with a triangle, I'm going to ditch you. No. Like any of the forced proximity stuff or, I don't know, billionaires.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm all over those tropes.
Yeah, I really love triangle. I think it's really rare that I really love triangles, and I'm grateful. Like, there's not a lot of romance out there that have a lot of triangle. I think people just are cheating as part of it.
Thank goodness. It's in YA. It's in YA a lot.
Yeah,
like
YA
Hunger
has
Games.
It. Oh, yes. YA has the love triangles. Like, they have the market. But when it comes to romance, I'm thinking about it. It's like, I haven't read. I think Something Borrowed has the love triangle. But that's such an old school book. That's like 2010.
And I get so judgy with those characters. I'm like, really? You're a strong, independent woman that knows your own mind. You can't make up your decision on two different guys? Come on.
Yeah.
Drives me nuts.
Yeah, I'm all about merch of convenience, brothers, best friend, sisters, you know.
Oh, yes. Friends to lovers.
Friends to lovers.
For whatever reason, yes.
Or even hate to lovers. Like, that's
yes. Enemies to lovers is probably my favorite trope. I don't know why. It's probably my favorite trope. I'm starting to like sports, though, too. With Helena Hunting, I went down all the pucks. I haven't made it through all of the pucked ones, but she's got me in the sports romance now, too.
Yeah, sports. Well, sports specifically hockey series, that's, like, my go-to. Like, that's, like, my kryptonite. If I have a hockey romance, I'm like, I'm just in.
And some of them definitely have more hockey in them too. Yes. I get a little disappointed when they're like, "Oh, it's a hockey romance," and no one goes to a game. I was like, "But
no.
I mean, I don't want the whole book to be about it, but you can put it in there a little bit. Come on."
Yeah, I actually, spoiler alert, I'll have an episode, a mini episode coming up this month about hockey romance that I read lately. And I have to be honest, not a lot of them have hockey or have any action, any fights, any type of game, any type of like just need to practice. It was just like all the action happened out of the game and I was like disappointed.
It's like, no, I want a little bit. Like it doesn't have to be 50-50 next. Like, can I just get like 10-15% hockey in there? And then the rest can be sexy action.
Yeah, a series that does have hockey and has more male point of view is Arizona Vengeance by Sawyer Bennett. That series has, and she made it on purpose, that it has more action in the series. So I was like, okay, and more steam. So if you're looking for a good theme and good hockey moments and male point of view, then Arizona Vengeance will probably be a good choice. But yeah, I'm all about the hockey romance.
Oh yeah. I did read a football romance and it was cute, but it kind of had a new adult feel. And by the time I got to the end of it, I was like, there was no sex in that book.
Oh, that's not good. That's so disappointing.
I did not know it was a new adult book. I was like, no. Like, it was cute. It was really cute. It actually made me want to read the second one for, like, some of the characters in there because the next book looks more like an enemies to lovers, which I'm trash for that. I'm trash for that. So that might suck me back in. But that was The Friend Zone by, I think, Sarah Wilson or Sarah Wilson.
Yep, I have that.
It was cute. I will give it. I loved it, but I wanted a little more steam. It was one of those times where you needed to know before you read it. Like I was looking for steam book, and it was not a steamy book.
Okay.
Otherwise, I would have loved it. Like if I would have read it at another point in time.
Thank you for forewarning, because I do own it. So now I know that if I'm looking for steam,
so if you're looking for something lighter with feel. It has deals there, but it was definitely lighter.
Okay.
Definitely on the lighter spectrum. No dark, no seedy bedrooms. Yeah. Sometimes you want the seedy bedroom.
Yes.
You want the sexy scene. Like I am reading romance here.
Yeah. So what's on your TBR this month?
This month, I will be crawling away from the thrillers and hopefully reading more romance, probably some more fantasy for fall, and definitely Christmas books. I'm excited to get a little more into Christmas books. Like, I have 10 Blind Dates, which actually came out in the beginning of October. I was trying to hold it and read it for November because October is not the time to read Christmas books for me. So November is much better. And then I'm actually doing a buddy read with my first Christina Lauren book, Josh and Hazel.
Oh, so I'm excited.
See, I hear good things about it. So I'm very excited about it. And I hear like mixed reviews from Christina Lauren, like all good reviews, but like some of their older stuff is more steamy. Some of their newer stuff isn't as steamy. So that's good to know too when you're trying to read it. Like going into it, I know, okay, this isn't going to be that steamy.
Yeah.
So I'm prepared.
I think Josh and Hazel have some steam. It's a friends and lovers. Hazel is a character. I absolutely adore her, but you may hate her. So it has to polarize me. When it comes to Christina Lauren, their first series, the Beautiful Bastard series, is like steam from the get-go. Like they're hooking up and it's just like steam, steam, steam. And it is so good. So that's actually like my favorite series is like her earlier work, those 14 books, because there's like 10 books in the Beautiful Bastard series and there's 4 books in the spinoff. So if you want to read those 14 books, and they're really good. And I love the fact that the Beautiful Bastard series starts in Chicago, but then they move to New York. So it's kind of like fun, different setting. It's like, what? Why did they just stick around? Because like they moved to New York. So that was actually fun. I think when it comes to new work, I would say Unhoneymooners is cute as Hate Lovers, but there's no steam. Like, that's actually the biggest complaint about that one. It's like, there's literally a closed door. There's, like, no sex. So, but it's a Hate Lovers. It's cute. I like Twice in the Blue Moon and Love and Love the Worst. Those are second chance romance. But there's some steam. I think it's like very minor. It's like probably one scene. So if you're looking like you're probably not gonna get it. But they're really good. Groomies is cute, and Groomies is gonna be a movie. So I'm actually looking forward to the movie. That's a Broadway star, immigration, marital convenience. So that's a cute one. My favorite Half Night Stand, it's okay. It's not like my favorite. I would say it's like, yeah, it's okay.
It's good.
It's
fine. If you're feeling Christina Lauren, it's a filler until they write another one that's amazing. Yeah.
So right now, there's a new book coming out in March, and I've been checking every day for the galley of it. That's when I was like, when is it coming out? When is it coming out? And I think it's two assistants who their bosses hate each other, but they have to work together. So I don't know what the premise is. I don't know if they're going to be steam, but Christina Lohan is like one of my autobi authors. Like, I just read
that. And if it's workplace romance too, I don't know why, but that's always, it'll grab me too.
Mm-hmm.
Like if they're in an office setting.
Yes. Office setting is so good.
Oh yes. Yes. That's a trope too.
That's a trope.
Trope. I heart. I mean, which books do you want to read next month?
For the month of November, I'm probably going to be reading Arched Romance and Christmas books. So when it comes to Christmas book, I just read my first one, which is An Alaskan Christmas. And that was cute. Light and Christmas, high and theme, good sexual tension. So that was a really cute one. I'm right now reading A Wedding in December by Sarah Morden, which has Christmas Sisters vibe. That was a book that came out last year from Sarah Morden too. And it's like a family drama during Christmas time. So I'm reading that. I think I'm probably going to be reading Jenny Hill's A Star with Christmas, or The Christmas and Mistletoe's Wishes, I think. That the movie came out this past weekend, so I'm going to do that. I have, for my historical romance, there's A Wallflower Christmas by Lisa Kleybus, and I am so looking forward to it, because I read the Wallflower series, so I was like, oh my gosh, it's another Wallflower book. So I got it from the library, so I'm reading that in the next week or so. And then An Alaskan Holiday by Debbie McComber. I have a thing right now for Alaskan books, so books set in Alaska.
So you're like, anything in Alaska, I need it. I need wilderness and romance.
Yeah, there's something about it, you know. So I'm like looking forward to reading Alaskan books right now.
Yeah, that sounds nice. I liked, what's that one book I just read? I think A Lie for a Lie. Part of it was in
Alaska,
I think. It wasn't Christmas, but part of it was in Alaska. And I think some people got upset because they thought the whole book was going to be in Alaska. And it's not. It's like the first part where they meet is in Alaska. And then the other half of the book is when they find out, like when they meet again a year later, accidentally.
In Chicago.
So, yeah. So that was, well, I mean, yeah, it was one of her hockey series. She had to bring it back to the hockey guy.
I know. Well, I love her, A Lie for a Lie. So if you read Puck, A Lie for a Lie has all these Puck cameos, which I was so glad to see.
Alex and Violet, right?
Yep, Violet.
Alex is, oh my gosh. I miss Violet so much. She is a nut.
Yeah, she's in the second book. She's in the favor because they moved to Seattle. So at least we get a lot of Violet in the series, which I'm grateful for. But yeah, I love the fact there are like all these pot cameos. I was like, oh my gosh. I'm like, all this, they all have kids. So grown up. And I'm like, oh my God, this is perfect. So yeah.
Yeah, that book was really cute. That was one I read, I think, 2 weeks ago. I snuck it into the thrillers. I was like, we'll just hide the thrillers and read Helen Hunting real quick. They won't know.
Yeah, you can read life for a line in a day, so, or a couple of days. So.
Oh, yeah. It was such a fast read, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It was really good.
Yeah, so books out in Alaska, I think I read The Simple Wild. Have you read that one?
No, I haven't read that one. Wait, oh, no, yes. Simple Wild by K.A. Tucker.
Yep.
Right? Yes. Yep. Yes, that was a good one. I read it a couple of months ago, I believe.
Yep.
I think I did the audiobook with that one. It was really good. It was, I'm glad I heard about it through other people and they told me it was like the romance drama. Like there was more into it than just like bright and fluffy in Alaska. Mm-hmm. So that, but it was really, really good.
Yeah. Really, yeah, it was really good. The sequel's coming out in March, which I'm actually looking forward to. So I think I'm trying to think of another Alaskan book. There's like a few out there. So I may do an episode of Alaskan books.
You're like, I can find one or two more Alaska books. I know I can.
Well, I just thought there's one new Alaskan book, the source book, Casablanca is putting out next year. So I'm going to request mm-hmm. it. And I'm like, okay, it's just another one in my little niche market. You know, I want to have you read a book about
it. Oh, yeah.
I'll probably read it.
Like you're reading, everyone's just reading Christmas everything. You're like, no, I want Alaska Christmas. I want this and this.
Just like Angela Reed from Instagram has a thing about cowboy Christmas, cowboy romance. I'm like, I'm all about
oh, yes.
Christmas,
you know? You're like, I'm apparently going down the Alaska trail.
Yeah. With this. Just going for Alaska, you know? So, but we'll see.
That is so funny.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm just hoping to finally get to some books before the year ends. Like, I have a couple that, like, okay, Lauren, these have been on your TBR for 4 months now. You bought it. You know, read it.
I know.
But definitely Fix Her Up. I have Fix Her Up still on my list to read next month, too.
Well, we got a lot of reading to get done, which is exciting. We got reading done.
Yay!
We got reading to look forward, so I'm excited. Thank you, Lauren, for being on the show.
Well, thank you for having me. I'd love to be back anytime. I always love chatting books with you.
I love it. Thank you so much for listening to the podcast. We'll be back next week with a brand new show. Thank you so much for listening. Have a great day.
Are you an author, publisher, or book-related business looking to reach passionate readers? What to Read Next podcast is a perfect place to connect with an engaged audience of romance and mystery lovers who are always on the hunt for their next great read. Now, we're offering sponsorship opportunities. Whether you're launching a new book, promoting an upcoming release, showcasing a bookish product or services, we can help you get the word out. Let's work together to bring your books or businesses to readers who are ready to discover something new. Please visit whatyoureadnextblog.com/sponsorships to learn more or reach out to chat about the perfect sponsorship or package for you. Thank you much for listening. Your next great reader is waiting for you.